Bienvenidos una semana más al podcast Déjate Llevar. Esta semana tenemos con nosotros a un invitado, digamos, un poco especial. Me siento raro, la verdad, no diciendo qué tal Adrián. Porque normalmente, como sabéis, tenemos a Adrián y a Fernando, ¿no? Fernando siendo yo. Pero esta semana, pues vamos a tener un invitado de habla inglesa. Lo cual significa que para aquellos que no tengan ni idea de inglés, va a ser un poquito complicado entender el podcast, ¿vale? Entonces, vamos a intentar hablar un poquito despacio, ¿vale? Pero bueno, para aquellos que quieran aprender inglés y para aquellos que estén interesados en el baile, es un buen mix. Así que, bueno, preparados. Vamos a empezar con el inglés. So, welcome to the podcast, Simon. Simon is a good friend of mine. He's danced ballroom and Latin for quite a while now. We met in the States, and he has a different kind of background than I have because he's born in Ireland, right? So, first question right now. Simon is a bit nervous, by the way. He's not very good
at... Yeah, I've never done a podcast before.
Yeah, not only he's never done a podcast, he's pretty shite when it comes to recording, right? Like, I said, like, he's fucking nervous every time there's a camera or a microphone on top of him, which is weird because he records everything himself. Anyways, so, first question. How the fuck did you get interested in dancing? Like,
well, it all started...
Was it because of the ladies?
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
Unfortunately, I was too young. I wasn't even thinking about girls at that age. Yeah, my parents, I know this doesn't make sense to anybody, but...
We're gonna start you for a second there. Try to speak slightly slower.
Slower.
Because I know there's a lot of people that might be Spanish or English might be their second language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a little difficult for them to understand what you're saying. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, people should know the capital of Ireland is Dublin. And so I grew up there. I was born and I grew up there and I moved another county away, and my parents used to dance in Dublin, so when they moved to Kildare, they didn't obviously want to travel to Dublin.
Kildare being another town in Ireland.
Yeah, another town. And so they found another dance studio in another town down my way. And
now, why did you start in that first Dublin studio?
Why didn't I start?
Yeah, why did you start there?
I didn't start in Dublin.
You didn't start in Dublin?
No. So my parents danced there.
Oh, your parents danced there. Okay, yeah. Okay.
My parents danced there, and I was too young. She only done adult classes.
I actually didn't know this.
Yeah. So, okay. So the woman only done adult classes. So when we moved down here, they found another woman, and they went to her for 3-4 weeks, and found out she did kids classes on a Saturday.
Okay.
So my dad was like, "I'll bring Simon and my sister down." So we went down.
Oh, so your sister danced as well?
Yeah, she started the same time I did.
Okay.
And I was nervous as hell, wouldn't get up on the floor.
Why?
I was stuck to my chair. I was just, I'm shy. I'm
How
nervous.
Old were you?
I would have been 8 or 9.
8 or 9, okay.
And so I stuck to the chair, gripped onto it, couldn't get me out of the chair for around 3 weeks. My sister got up and my sister would go.
So for 3 weeks?
Yeah. My sister got up and danced and done everything. But I'd go home and I'd know my little box step waltz and I'd know my basic quick step, you know, just by watching. And then I finally got up because there was another guy there that was around my age. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'll be friends with him. So I get up and like we do our continuous chain step forward, you know, right foot, left foot, right foot. And we'd always be trying to like outdrive each other, like get around the floor the fastest.
Yeah.
And then I got put into a partner. Now I was like 11 and she was like 8, you know, so it was juvenile. And my sister didn't get a partner. She couldn't find a partner for her age. So my sister ended up giving up dancing because she didn't like dancing on her own.
So like a lot of girls that happens in Spain a lot actually. A lot of girls, or even in the US, pretty much give up dancing because they can't find a partner. Like, that doesn't happen with guys, actually. Because the guys usually do end up with a partner because a lot more girls dance, right?
So I had options for girls.
Yeah.
Where my sister, there wasn't, girl-girl partner wasn't really
It wasn't really a thing. Then, yeah, it wasn't really a thing.
So she didn't like dancing on her own. There wasn't many solo competitions.
I was going to say, solo dancing wasn't really a thing either. Yeah. So
was either a partner or don't dance, you know?
Yeah.
So she went to go for actually to her first competition and she was sick. And
so she didn't do it.
She didn't do it. And she never done a competition again. So she quit just after she would have danced her first competition. Because
she never
got the experience of a competition.
So technically, she never quit because she never started.
Yeah. She done it socially and then left.
Yeah.
So, but like, she obviously come to competitions for me and stuff. So I got this partner and we danced and done a couple of competitions. I was called by the teacher. I got the nickname Chicken Wings because my top line looked like a chicken.
All right. Yeah.
And I danced there for, like, we danced, I actually didn't dance Blackpool with her. I was only dancing for a year.
Now, when you say you didn't dance Blackpool, are you referring to Blackpool Dance Festival or are you referring to...
No, like, you know, Champions of Tomorrow in January.
So it's a different competition that they would do in Blackpool as well.
It's in the Winter Gardens, but it's mainly Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales.
Okay.
It's really that.
Just clarifying for people that wouldn't know that.
Yeah, they would think Blackpool, what? Yeah. He's nine and he's dancing Blackpool.
Could be. I mean, there's juvenile, isn't it? Or no, that's junior Blackpool.
There's junior Blackpool, which is Blackpool, 2 or 3 weeks before amateur Blackpool.
That's junior Blackpool, yeah.
And so my dad heard about this comp. And again, I'm only dancing a couple of months. And he finds out this comp is going on. The teacher obviously told him. And he calls me into the study downstairs and says, do you want to go to Blackpool to a competition? And I was like, yeah. And at this time, I wasn't really set on I want to dance. You know,
it was sort of like an activity.
It was every Saturday I done dancing. That was it, you know. Never looked at it as a career or a hobby I was going to put a lot of work into. Yeah, it was just Saturday morning for an hour. That was it.
So it's an activity, an extracurricular activity.
That's it. And went to this competition, seen Blackpool. Me being nine.
I was going to say, Blackpool's a pretty big experience.
Me being nine, looking at juniors who were 14, 15, who were a lot older than me, nine. I'm like, they're amazing, you know. Juniors, you know. Because the amateur wouldn't have been big there.
Yeah.
But junior would have been. And again, the students that went from my studio, they would have been 15, 14, would have been the older ones. So we were there to really watch the junior.
Yeah.
I didn't dance. I went and I seen, I don't know if anyone watches Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, so for those watching or listening, sorry, that would not know what that is actually, it's like Dancing with the Stars for us.
Yes.
So there's actually a Spanish guy in Strictly Come Dancing in the UK called Gorka. It's actually from Spain. A lot of people that would be listening to this, if they're Spanish, you would know who that is. But in Ireland, you have, is it called the same? Strictly Come Dancing?
It's Dancing with the Stars.
It's Dancing with the Stars. Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah,
so same franchise. But yeah. So England have the Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
And I was big into watching it then. Like, me and my dad used to watch it every Sunday or Saturday night, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite couples were actually there at the comp. So I got a picture with them and stuff like that. So I was like, this is fantastic. This is deadly, you know? And
did you dance Latin and standard or just one?
Did I dance?
Like at the moment, did you compete in both of them?
I was learning both, yeah.
But did you compete in that Blackpool competition in both of them?
I didn't even compete. I just
went to visit. Oh, you didn't compete? You just went to watch. Oh, okay, good.
At that point, I'd say I knew a basic samba, basic cha-cha, basic waltz, basic quickstep. That was me. But I seen these, and I seen this massive, you know, the Winter Gardens, massive hall, and I was like, this is...
Yeah, I think every dancer that has been to Blackpool remembers the first time they entered that hall.
Yeah.
I think so, because I remember the first time I entered that hall.
Yeah.
And I think every single person would remember that. That's fucking amazing. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, so I always ask this to somebody who comes into a podcast. Favorite dance, overall, standard and Latin. You have to choose one.
Only one. Standard, Latin.
Both of them. It can be like standard one, Latin one, no, just overall.
Jive would take it by a millimeter.
Over rumba. So standard wouldn't even close there.
I think standard dance would be third. I think Foxtrot would pull in at third.
Not tango?
No.
Oh, wow.
My results were always better in tango and quickstep because I'm pretty small.
But Foxtrot would be
Foxtrot
like your favorite.
Foxtrot was my favorite. Like, right. The flight of it is just...
I guess the Foxtrot... So the Foxtrot and the tango would usually be the ones that people like the most, I think, in standard. Would I be wrong saying that? Because I feel like the quickstep, you can move around and all, but tango and foxtrot have this sort of flavor to it. I don't know how to say it in other words, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of like the short couples would be like better than tango. The tall yeah. couples would be better than foxtrot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like that determines like, okay, do I like this tango or the foxtrot better? But how you said before, it's like even though you're small, you might prefer the foxtrot.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
That's right. Sucks to be me.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
But yeah, I think my best results would have been tango and quickstep.
Yeah.
Being smaller. And then like the taller couples would might take waltz and foxtrot.
Yeah.
And then again, Viennese is it's a 50-50.
It's like, a 50-50, yeah. It's sort of like what decides if the short couple or the tall couple will win.
Yeah.
Now, how does it work in Ireland for federations? I know this already. We talked about federations in Ireland, but just really quickly, like if you had to summarize it in 2 minutes, what is the federation thing in Ireland?
2 minutes. So there was one major federation and they were, again, I can't really explain if they were WDSF or WDC, but I think they had the WDSF body and invitation, like part of WDSF.
So they were kind of part of the WDSF.
Yeah.
And that would be what federation? Like, which one would be attached to WDSF in Ireland? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, at the moment?
At the moment.
DFI.
Yeah. DFI. Okay, yep. So there's DFI attached to WDSF.
And DSI.
And DSI, which is the same as a brand.
Yeah.
And DFI stands for Dance Federation.
Dance Sport Federation of Ireland.
Okay, they just omit the S, let's say. Okay. And then DSI would be
Dance Sport Ireland.
Dance Sport Ireland. And that's the
WDC.
That's WDC. Is there another one on top of those two? Or those two will be the main ones?
That's it.
And from those two, which one has the most dancers? Is there a clear winner?
WDSF.
WDSF.
So it would be a DFI.
So DFI would be like the strong... Like, yeah. Okay. Is there any dancer that doesn't do both? Or do most dancers do both of them?
You've got one, I think it's the IDTT, which has got to do with, like, it's a teachers corporation, which is very old Irish. It's mainly seniors.
Okay.
And they do sequence. They would do your, you know, your two-step jive, you know. They
okay, so like easier dances. Stuff
easier
like
dances.
That, yeah.
The teachers wouldn't be as experienced in it. There'd be more social teachers.
Yeah.
So it's a more of a social dancing federation.
Social dancing federation. I guess we don't have that in Spain or the States. Sort of like the federation just has the social aspect to it, social department, but mm-hmm. there's no social federation to it.
But it was only, the major one was DSI. And then when I came up, I was around 16. So I was going into youth. And my coach was big in WDSF.
Your coach was, what's his name?
Tommy Shocknessy.
Tommy, yeah, there you go.
So he was big in WDSF. Like, he was up on the board of directors.
So he's a judge of WDSF, was he, or not?
He was, but he was also on the main board of any meetings or organizations they had. So he was big. He had a lot of...
connections in World DSF.
Yeah, and a lot on his plate. There was a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
And so he ended up wanting to... He was getting annoyed with this DSI running competitions with one judge.
With one judge?
One judge. So I remember I went to a competition and I got a call off Tommy asking me, who's judging? And I told him, this one teacher from Ireland, and he was like, you're not dancing.
So it'd be like a competition and just one person judging?
One judge, yeah.
How's that even legal? Like,
if the judge likes you, you win.
If he doesn't, then you're fucked.
You don't win. So all of Tommy's couples, like Tommy had, he wouldn't take you on as a couple if you couldn't win. You know, like
he would choose his couples.
He would choose them. Like he would.
That's a nice position to be in.
He would choose who he wanted to teach, but at that stage, when I danced with Tommy, he wasn't in Ireland much.
He was
teaching traveling
out.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So like it was, you might get him home one day a week. So you're,
one day a week.
He's booked up with lessons that day. You know.
Yeah.
Because he was doing so much with DFI, and so he was getting sick of this with one judge. So he told all his couples, though I think it was around 8 or 10 of us. You'd know majority of their names.
Yeah.
He basically says none of you are dancing. So we've all paid our entry in to dance, found out one judge, and okay, jackets back on, back out the door, we're not dancing.
There's only one judge in that competition again.
Yeah.
How's that
when it came to junior, who again our competitions weren't that big at that stage. Junior might be a a 6 or 7 person straight final, you know. So you have one chance. If the judge likes you, yeah, you're first. If he doesn't like you, you're not. You don't have another chance to say that waltz was terrible. But this is better. You know, like you made a mistake, you were done. You know,
it's pretty bad.
So you couldn't win over another two judges. You know,
yeah.
So
that sucks.
He decided he was gonna make up his own federation in Ireland.
DFI.
Leave DSI, and make his own one. So it was him and all his students. Well, it was possibly 12 or 14 of us, you know, different couples.
That's crazy.
And we named it IDCC, which was the Irish Dance Sport, or the Irish Dance Sport Competitors Corporation.
Jesus.
Because we were everyone there was competitors other than Tommy. So we were all Tommy's competitors that organized this.
Jeez.
And then we all went out and started classes, started teaching, and started their own schools, every couple. And competition started coming in. We started to get more of the younger age. You get between, you know, 3 and 10. You know, you had a couple of under 8s, juveniles. Junior wasn't as big. So we were running comps in the studios that we would practice in, you know, because they weren't that big, you know. And then that was more or less the year before I moved over to America to you.
Yeah.
So by the time I came back from America, they had got a couple of studios, bigger, already sort of set in stone studios.
Yeah.
To sort of jump on board.
Yeah.
So like they go to this woman who has a school and go, you've got 40 to 50 kids. You interested in joining a federation?
Yeah. So it's sort of like they went out shopping to get more people interested.
But the schools,
it, yeah.
they were more like, they might have had the teacher had a background in Barham and Latin, but because it wasn't as big in Ireland, she was making her money from drama, stage school.
Yeah, so she had to like branch out to different things. Yeah.
So, but she would have, I remember one of them used to compete against Tommy. So she was like, yeah, I'll jump on board. She brought a load of kids. Another studio came along, brought a load of kids. So then those studios obviously weren't competitors. They're older, proper teachers.
Yeah.
So it became the IDC, which was the Irish Dance Sport Council.
And now it changed to DFI?
It went from that. It was that for a while. And then Tommy went and through fundraising with all of the competitions and stuff like that. I think he worked out, from what I heard, was he got 12 grand, 10 grand. And he was able to buy the membership
for
from
WDSF.
WDSF. So he took it off
the other
DSI
federation.
And got it to us.
So then, DSI was sort of like, all right, we'll just go with World EC. And
so
that's
they're WDC. And we have the license for
WDSF. And how did that change happen? IDF. No, is it IDF? No. How
DFI.
It? DFI, sorry. Why did you change that? Or do you not know?
I think it was just because now we are a proper federation. We're not just a council. Yeah, anymore,
and that's how
he
can name, it an actual federation.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Another question. Sorry. I usually ask people is, let's say you dance standard, you dance Latin, dance other things as well, actually, some hip-hop and some other stuff. If you had to choose 5 dances from any style of dance ever, which ones would you dance? And you can only dance these 5 dances for the rest of your life. So you can choose from standard.
Have I done the dances, or is it something I look at and I'd love to be able to do?
You can do that, yeah. I'm assuming that's Boogie Woogie coming in there.
Boogie Woogie's coming
in
there.
Yeah.
Boogie Woogie would be almost a definite.
Yeah. So that's one. Yeah.
Boogie Woogie. And again, you're talking about like Latin is one dance. It's not the branch of Latin.
You can choose any dance. Yeah. As in like you can choose samba, cha cha, rumba, paso.
Oh, but I couldn't choose like
Latin dancing. No.
Okay.
No. You have to choose one inside of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know they're similar, but they are different. So Boogie Woogie and Jive would
no
be in there.
No way. You're going to put those two in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too similar for me. I'll take Boogie Woogie and that's it. Yeah.
I would...
You have to take a tango, man.
I don't think so.
Not even Argentinian tango?
I don't think that's
Foxtrot?
I'm trying to broaden my mind out a little bit and think of what other things I'd
Think about ballroom, think about hip-hop, think about salsa. Latin dances, more like Caribbean, let's say.
I'd
put
like...
Irish dance in it.
that would be towards the bottom of the list, my friend. No way. It's just legs and kicks. Like the upper part of the body doesn't move. You know, you just shoulders back, arms by your side. So like if you look at someone doing Irish dancing behind a wall, It's just their upper part of their body. They're not doing anything. Hopping around, you know. That'd be down towards the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It would be. I like salsa be in there.
Salsa has to be in there. Salsa. Oh, you like bachata better, don't you?
Bachata would be up there again. Kizomba.
Kizomba.
Kizomba is nice. That could be in there.
So salsa, bachata, kizomba.
But see, because all three
boogie woogie and jive. There you go.
I feel like I'm forgetting something. Hip hop would have to be in there.
That's six already. So you gotta take that one out.
I'd have to take
salsa out.
Kizomba out, maybe.
Kizomba out. For hip-hop. So salsa, bachata, hip hop, jive, and boogie woogie.
Okay, take out jive.
I'll take out jive
because I'll keep the boogie woogie.
All right.
Because I feel like
Foxtrot or tango.
I think there's other styles out there that I'd...
Latin.
No, outside of that, like I'm thinking of like.
You think about it, and for the next podcast, you'll tell us what it is.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. So we have to finish the podcast, but in order to finish the podcast, you have to come up. And I know I'm telling you this right now. I haven't told you this before.
No, you haven't.
It's but you have spot. To come up with a joke.
Come up with a joke?
Well, as in like, you can tell us a joke. You have to come up with it yourself. But you have to tell us a joke. And I know you know a ton of jokes, so.
You could have told me this because now I am...
Blanking out.
Blanking out. That's like telling someone, make me laugh. You're a comedian? Make me laugh. That's a tough one.
You got 2 seconds. Tell us any joke you want.
Okay, you give me the level of which you want.
Oh, you can go as weird or as our, like, you know, you can talk about sex, you could talk about race, you could talk about whatever you want, man. There's no explicit here, so you can
okay, one comes to mind. Again, it's more about if you're religious, it might offend you.
Okay,
what's the difference between a nun saying her prayers and a nun in the bath?
What is it?
One has hope in her soul, the other has soap in her hole.
Okay, all right, that's pretty good. For someone who doesn't know English, that's going to be impossible to get, but it's pretty good. I'll take that. I'll take it. All right. Well, that's it for the podcast today. Thanks very much, Simon.
No problem at all.
We'll have you for the next podcast as well.
Lovely.
Y para todos aquellos que lo hayan escuchado y que sean españoles, y pues espero que no haya sido súper rápido y que hayáis aprendido un poquito más de inglés del que sabíais antes. Y un saludo para Adrián, que no está con nosotros, pero lo está en espíritu. Y hasta la semana que viene en el podcast. Déjate llevar. Hasta luego.